Om Shanti. Good morning. Today is 3rd August. So magic of blessing today. May you be a special soul who receives the fruit of the seed of your speciality in the form of contentment. May you be a special soul who receives the fruit of the seed of your speciality in the form of contentment. In this special age, the most elevated fruit of the seed of speciality is contentment. To remain content and to make everyone content is the sign of a special soul. Therefore, water the seed of your speciality, your blessing, with the water of all powers, and the seed will be fruitful. Otherwise, even a fully grown tree will shake from time to time and fall in the storms that come. This means that there would not be the zeal, enthusiasm, happiness or spiritual intoxication to move forward. So using the right method, make the powerful seed fruitful. So Baba is saying, may you be a special soul who receives the fruit of the seed of your speciality in the form of contentment. Yesterday's magic of blessing we saw, which had told that when you put your speciality in the form of words, deeds and actions, then you become the embodiment of success. And today Baba is saying that the seed of your speciality is in the form of contentment. So when I was reading this magic of blessing, I was remembering how Jagdish Bhaiji got this blessing from Baba to write the literature. After the night class, Brahma Baba asked few people who will write a letter to the Prime Minister. So four people raised their hands, and amongst them was Jagdish Bhaiji. And Baba said, you have to write in Hindi and English both. And the class got over and everybody went to room. And when they went to room back and they started doing it, light went off, electricity went off. And then Jagdish Bhaiji thought that no, Baba has told to write, so we have to write. It is God's order. But the other three brothers said, it's okay, electricity has gone and Baba knows that there is no electricity. So he won't ask. So Jagdish Bhaiji was very adamant and he said, no, I will write it. And during those days, Vishwakishore Bhau used to give them torch whenever light used to go off. So he removed his torch and he thought he will write the letter in torch light. And when he started to switch on his torch, the torch also went off. And torch also didn't work. And those brothers started laughing at Jagdish Bhaiji, what, he's struggling. And then he thought, no, I have to write. And he explains them also, but they didn't care about it. So as we know, he went out and he sat under the lamppost and he started writing the letter. And when he started writing the letter, he felt there are a lot of cancellations in the letter. So I have to make a proper letter. So he writes it again and very neatly. And by the time he finishes the letter, it is the time for Amrit Vela. So 3:30 song was playing and he starts coming back to his room. And these three brothers get up and see that what, this foolish man coming at 3:30, whole night he's sitting and writing the letter. We don't think Baba is going to ask. And then they go for Amrit Vela. And Amrit Vela gets over, Baba gives drishti to everybody. They go back. Then Murli class starts. And even the Murli class is over and those brothers are looking at Jagdish Bhaiji. Let's see, Baba is not asking. And this man was writing the letter whole night. But Jagdish Bhaiji was very calm and soft. Then Baba says, let's go to mountain today. And even the class gets over and Baba has still not asked. And then they went to the mountain. And suddenly Baba asked, who has written the letter? Yesterday Baba has given a homework. So who has written the letter? And with lot of shame, Jagdish Bhaiji actually put his head down. But those brothers shouted and told Baba, Jagdish brother has written the letter. And then that day he got blessing from Baba. He kept his hand on his head and he got the blessing that he is going to write all the literature for Brahma Kumaris. And Jagdish Bhai ji writes in his experience that what he felt that day. See, his speciality was perseverance, his speciality was sincerity, his dharana was that who is telling me that, and then what blessing he receives and what contentment he gets from his speciality. Same way, if you remember, when Dadi Janki had gone for foreign service, and after 2 years when she came back, and people say that Dadi came back in the same sari what she went in that 2 years back, and so she came back, and everybody could see that tyag and tapasya in Dadi, and that tyag and tapasya what was seen from Dadi, still she was very contented. Still she was very happy. She had no complaints that Baba, I faced this, Baba, I did this, why did you send me for service to foreign? But Dadi did not complain. So Baba is today telling that who receives the fruit of the seed of your speciality in the form of contentment. So Baba is talking about the virtue of contentment today. There was a story of a man. And this man used to earn few thousands rupees, and his friend asked him, what is your salary? So he says this much, and he was very happy and contented. So the friend asked him, how can you be contented? You have to run a family, you have grandparents, you have two daughters, you have a wife, you have a house to run, and you are still happy. So he says that once I was traveling by a train, and then I got down and I saw a woman sitting with his child, and she took out a knife and she chopped the hand of the child. And the state of the mother was helplessness, and the innocent cry of a 4-year child. I saw that and I was shocked to see that. And why did the mother do that? Mother did that because she wanted to send her child to beg. So when you see a handicapped child, you give more money. So for that, the mother chopped the hand. And he was eating a bread, and the bread fell from his hand. And there were 4-5 street children who came, and it was all mudded, but they were trying to snatch that bread. And when he saw this sight, he went to the bakery and he got so many loads of bread and he distributed. And from that day, he realized that I have to appreciate and I have to have that gratitude of what I have. We always strive for things which we don't have. So contentment, actually, if we see the definition of contentment is not the fulfillment of what you want, but it is the realization of what I already have. Actually, we try to want things which we don't have. So then he tells his friend, from that day I appreciate what I have. These people don't have these things, but I have it. So that is what is contentment. And Baba has given lot of knowledge on contentment in different Avyakt Muralis. Baba has told us that you have to be a jewel of contentment, Santushta Mani. And out of all the virtues, if you see, contentment is given the adjective of being a certificate. It's said that it's a certificate of contentment. If somebody asks us that you go to this Brahma Kumaris University, what degree or diploma the certificate you get? So we get the certificate of contentment. And he says contentment from self, from Baba, and from Brahmin family. So that's what Baba has told about contentment. And Baba even said, contentment is actually the mine of all the virtues. So when there is contentment, what other virtues can come with contentment? Happiness. Happiness. When you are contented, you are happy. What else? Peace. Yes. When you are contented, you are peaceful. You are very light. What else? When you are contented, no desire, no expectations. When you are contented, you start accepting people, you start appreciating what you have, you start appreciating what others have, you start adjusting, you have a molding nature, you have harmony in relationships, you have flexibility, So many things, if you can see, so many virtues are coming along with contentment. That's why Baba has told that it is the foundation, it is the mine of all the virtues. So that is what is contentment. So if you see a person who is contented, what could be the qualities of a person who is contented? All these qualities. What is one thing which a contented person will never do? He will never blame, he will never complain, he will never lament. He will never blame others. He will never blame others, he will never blame self. So that is what is a contented person. So now let's discuss how to develop this contentment. How we can develop contentment. Sorry? Yes, very, very important. Thank God that what I have, gratitude and appreciate for what I have today. As we discuss this story, see, people don't have so many things, but still I have this. Sometimes we start looking at others and that's why we are dissatisfied. I was seeing a video, this boy goes from the street and he sees that the water is falling from the building. So there is a pot and there is a small plant. So he keeps the plant under that water, falling water. He goes ahead and he sees there is a small child sitting with the mother and begging. So whatever note is there, he gives to the child. And then he goes further and he sees that there is a old woman who is trying to drag her trolley, which is all of food, and he helps to do that. Then he is eating his lunch and he sees one dog comes and he gives one piece of chicken to the dog. And then he goes wherever he stays, there is a neighbor, a very old woman, and nobody is there with her. So he hangs one dozen of bananas every day on that mother's door. He keeps doing that. Though he doesn't have so much, he's a very normal, regular boy. But what he receives is contentment, what he receives is respect, love and emotions. And gradually that video shows that plant grows up and he feels very happy. And gradually one day he opens his pocket to give money to the child and he sees the child is not there. And the child comes running in the uniform. She starts going to the school. Then when she sees that mother dragging the trolley, she's very happily doing it. She's very happily serving the food. And where she hangs the banana to the door of that grandmother, she opens and gives him a hug. So that boy, whatever he's living with, that he is having that gratitude, appreciate towards self what I have, and that's why he can give also so much. So one is develop the attitude of gratitude. What else? Next is appreciating little things in life. Sometimes our day is very horrible and at the end of the day we feel that today was very bad. But still, we can actually pick up three things in a day which was nice. It could be very small things. It could be like, I got a call from my old friend. Something like this. Or something, a patient smiled at me today. Whatever. So think of small things which were good in the day and appreciate that little things. Next is taking time. Same thing is time to reflect back. We do not reflect back. We always see others. If we compare, if we criticize, if we start competing with others, then we will never be contented. So reflect what you have. It is very much obvious that one should have self-compassion and compassion for others for being contented. If you don't have that self-compassion, and if I keep rejecting myself that I don't have this, I don't look good, my hair is like this, I have this illness, she has this, she gets good opportunities for seva, he gets good opportunities for seva, so I will be very discontented. Today we see that a person gets small illness and so much disturbance is there, so much upheaval is there. And other person we see that major illnesses in the life, a very bad accident with some paraplegia, with some weaknesses for lifelong, still they are contented. So they have actually accepted what they have. So actually reflecting back and accepting and appreciating for what I have makes us contented. And one more thing, when we compare ourselves with others, we have to remember one thing, that nobody can snatch my fortune. What is destined to happen, I'm going to become that. Nobody can snatch my fortune, whatever it is. So that should be always there in mind, and we should stop competing with others. Other thing is that we always strive for perfection. If we keep striving for perfection, then we become disappointed. It is not possible that every time I'm going to be perfect. It's a very good thing to try to be perfect. But if I'm not, then I should not get disturbed. So striving for perfection also should be limited. And a very important thing is loving yourself. If I love myself, then I won't compare. Then I will accept myself and I'll be contented with what I have. Otherwise, when we come in Brahmin family and if we see this person is doing good purushad, I'm not doing it. This person is very sharp, I'm not. This person is giving good speeches, I'm not. So continuously we are rejecting ourselves. Actually, contentment is inner attitude what we have. It is nothing to show outside. So that inner attitude of accepting and learning and going forward. I'm not saying that one should stop learning. One should learn but not reject. So loving yourself. And sometimes enjoying your failures also. If we fail, we just get disturbed that I cannot fail. So enjoying failures, why? Because it gives you new opportunities to learn new things. That yes, I cannot be winner every time. I can sometimes fail also. So enjoying failures and becoming contented. Next is gossiping. Like if we are gossiping, actually we are discontented with the other person or anybody else. So when any time we have this feeling of telling something bad about somebody, stop there and think if I can tell something positive about that person, or I should shut up my mouth that no, I will not say, I'll be neutral. So stop to gossip about things. So that is how we can develop contentment. So I'll just read today's blessing again. In this special age, the most elevated fruit of the seed of speciality is contentment. To remain content and to make everyone content is the sign of a special soul. Therefore, water the seed of your speciality, your blessing, with the water of all powers, and the seed will be fruitful. Otherwise, even a fully grown tree will shake from time to time and fall in storms that come. This means that there would not be the zeal, enthusiasm, happiness, or spiritual intoxication to move forward. So, using the right method, make the powerful seed fruitful. So this is today's magic of blessing. Om Shanti.